I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, if you remember Stan Smith bringing us up to date on the southbound of 395 welcome sign that had all the different club organizations on it, he's now asking for suggestions for viable welcome sign locations. He says the leaders of the community organizations affected by that permit revocation need to band together along with good actors from the city and county government, in my opinion, to save the welcome sign. DWP forbids any use of subletting or subtenanting on its property. With Dr. Taylor Ludwig's permission, we had hoped to store sign materials on the old Bishop Vet Hospital site, and we had hoped to place a replacement sign set back from Highway 395 due to right-of-way at issue. But DWP refused that idea, with Mike Francesconi and Robert Sharp attempting to find a solution at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. We had new hopes. They were again dashed by DWP. The seemingly endless runaround with the Tribal Council and the lack of definite meeting agenda and support from within the Tribal Administration. So this is an appeal from Stan Smith, the Lions Club, to those involved with wanting a new community organization welcome sign for southbound Highway 395 to take over this need and project. Well, let's talk about what's new in traffic coming up next week in impacts in Inyo County. North Sierra Highway utility relocation on the southbound shoulder of US 395 between Barlow Lane and Tusu Lane and Bishop. Utility crews will relocate infrastructure Tuesday and Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bishop overnight conductor transfer on US 395 from Matlick Lane to Tusu Lane. Utility crews will transfer infrastructure over the road overnight on Thursday from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks, and drivers may experience up to a 10-minute delay. In Mono County, there's going to be the Bridgeport pole replacement. That'll be on US 395 from Jack Sawyer Road to State Route 182. Utility crews will replace poles on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience up to a 2-minute delay. Well, this weekend, the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater presents POTUS, or Behind Every Great, can't say it on the radio, are seven women trying to keep him alive. It's written by Selena Fillinger. It'll be March 14th through the 30th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. Location is Mammoth High School, MPR, which is at 365 Sierra Park Road. For tickets, you can go to the Mammoth Lake Repertory Theater. General admission is $20. Seniors 65 and older are 18. Tickets, purchase at the door, or $25. There's no discounts there. And warning, mature language and mature theme. Let's talk about Bishop Twin Theater and what's new there. Snow White, rated PG, 1 hour, 49 minutes. It's Disney's Snow White, or simply Snow White, is a 2025 American musical fantasy film directed by Mark Webb and written by Aaron Cressida Wilson. Also playing is The Alta Knights, rated R, 2 hours long. It's got a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. The 1950s notorious New York crime boss Frank Costello and Vito Genovese vie for control of the city streets. Once the best of friends, petty jealousies and a series of betrayals place them on a deadly collision course that reshapes organized crime forever. For showtimes, go to bishoptwintheater.com. Remember, since 1996, we have been your local resource for news, sports, weather, and culture, and the people who shape it. And those people happen to be in today's episode of Skippable News. Thanks for listening.